Today's shiur is dedicated for Refuah Shleima for Shalom and Bracha. Today's shiur is Masechta Nedarim Daf Yud Tes. We will begin on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph on the top line. In our previous shiur, we had learned the Mishnah taught us Stam Nedarim LaHachmer, that when we don't know how to define a neder, we are Machmer. And then the Gemara asked the question, because the Mishnah Masechta Taharis teaches us Suffolk Naziris Lahakal, then we have a question how to interpret if somebody accepted a Naziris, we are Makel. And as we have often discussed in our Shiurim, Naziris is a form of a nether. So Rav Zeira answered that this question, if we go Lahakal or Lahachmer, actually is a Machloikis Tanoim. Rabbi Lezer is Makel, and therefore the Mishnah Masechta Taharis represents his view. And the Rabbanan are Machmer, and that's our Mishnah representing their view. Amalei Abaya. So we begin today's shiur with the top line, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, Amalei Abaya, where Abaya asks a question to Rav Zeira. B'mayu kimta l'safek naziris l'hakul? How have you explained the Mishnah that says safek naziris l'hakul? You've said that it follows the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Ask the Gemara, but Eima Seifa, let's continue learning that Mishnah Masechta Taharis. Safek b'chayrus, when you have an animal that was born that we're not sure if which is the animal, the simple example would be where an animal had twins, a boy and a girl, and we don't know which one was born first. If the male was born first, then he is a b'char. If the female was born first, there is no hilchus b'chayra. There are no b'chayra by females. There are other examples where an animal miscarried. And the question is, we're not sure that fetus that it miscarried, was it a regular full-fledged child? And therefore, the baby born afterwards would not be a b'char, because it's not the firstborn. Or because if the first that was born is not really a developed child, it would be, then the one afterwards would be Bechor. Says the Mishnah there, that this halacha applies both by Bechor Adam, that we know that a Bechor Adam, the halacha is, we have to be redeemed by giving the Kohen Chamisloim, Vechod Bechor Behema, and as we just discussed, the question is, that by Bechor Behema, we don't know if this animal is Bechor. Bein Tameya, whether the animal is not a kosher animal, because the halach is that even by a Bechor, by Chamor, even by a donkey, there are Hilchus Bechorah. The halach in all these cases is Hamoitz Mechavera Olav Saraya. The Kohen is coming to demand what he says is his. The halach is Hamoitz Mechaveroi Olav Haraya. So, of course, Tosfos asks a question. This is even more than the regular case of Moitzi Mechaveroi Olav Haraya. Moitzi Mechaveroi Olav Haraya means that you claim that I owe you money. And I say that I do not owe you money. So the rule is that if you want to be able to prevail in that din Torah, you have to be able to prove that I owe you the money. Here, it's even different, as Tosfos, because if the animal and I owe it to the Kohen, as Tosfos, I don't owe it to any specific Kohen. The halacha is that I could give it to any Kohen that I choose to give it to. So since I could give it to any Kohen that I choose to give it to, as Tosfos, why is that considered Hamoitz Mechaveroi Olav Haraya? Even if the Kohen will come and claim that I owe this Bechor, that it's a Bechor and I owe it to a Kohen, I don't owe it to him. So Tosfos answers, there's a concept in Halacha of Makirei Kohen. Makirei Kohen is that if I always give my Matnas Kohuna, I always give what I owe to the Kohanim to a specific Kohen, then the Kohen can make a claim that it's owed to him. And that's the way we're going to have to explain the Gemara here, that Mishnah there, that the Kohen that's claiming the Bechor is the Kohen that I would always give Matnas Kohuna, but Because Hamashmachavaraya, because he can't prove definitively that this animal, or as we just said, a human being, is a Bechor, he can't make that claim. For Tani Allah, and the Braisa that explains that Mishnah says that even though we just learned Hamashmachavaraya, and the Kohen has no right, has no ability to make a definitive claim that I should give him the Bechor or give him the Chomisloim, we know there also is a halacha that an animal bechor has to be treated with a certain level of kedusha, and that means is that asur begizav avoida. We're not allowed to shear the wool of such an animal, and we're not allowed to work with that animal. So we see from here that even though it is a suffix, and we've been explaining that Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is that when we have a suffix, we are makel. Here, we're seeing that even though there's a suffix, we are being machmer. We're only being makel regarding the financial element because hamaisim mechaveir all of haraya. But in all other elements, we're machmer. So how can we say that that mishnah follows an opinion that is lenient by sveikus? Amalei. So that's the question that Abaye posed to Rabbi Zeira. How do you want to explain that Mishnah is following the opinion of following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer? The truth is, the Ran makes a very strong point. The Ran says the Gemara could have asked a simpler question. The Gemara should have asked that the Reisha of the Mishnah, which says Sofik Naziris Lahakal, and the Sefer of the Mishnah that we just learned regarding Bechayrim contradict each other. So why do we have to bring our Mishnah into the discussion? So the Ran answers that we could have answered the stira, the contradiction between the Reish and the Sefer, that the Reish is talking about Gufay, about the person himself, I being a Nazir, I not being a Nazir. The Sefer that we just learned speaks about Mammon. And therefore, we could have said that Rabbi Eliezer differentiates between Mammon and Gufay. But now that we explain that the Mishnah Masechta Taharos follows the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't subscribe to such a distinction. So now we have a question: how do we reconcile the Reisha and the Sefer? Another Taharos that the Rosh answers: we could have maybe said that by something which is kadosh, like Bechor, we're more machmer. But now that we said that even when you magdi something, the case of our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer is mekel, so to differentiate between something which is kachim and that is not going to be a valid teretz. Another teretz that the Rashba wants to say, that were we not to have what Rabbi Zeira said, we would have said the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer is, as we've learned previously, a Bechor is a Kedush that comes by itself as soon as the animal or the human being is born. Other places are Kedush that's man-made. But so we could have differentiated. However, the Gemara is saying that once Rabbi Eliezer takes a blanket statement that we are always Mekel, how are we going to answer? And that's what indeed says the Gemara, is the Teres Rabbi Zeira says, that even Rabbi Eliezer is going to differentiate between Bechor, which is an automatic Kedusha, versus Kedusha Babadei Adam. The Teres says, V'chamashka she'ishasu b'ko kli yitma. This is the pasuk that teaches the halacha of Tumas Mashkin. The Mashkin can be Tomei. But the Gemara Masech the Pesachim Dav Tav Zayin Omer Aleph has a machloikis how to understand this pasuk. One opinion holds that liquids could become tamei midraisa, and they could transmit tumah. And that's what the pasuk means, that it could become tamei and give off tumah. The other opinion is that mashkin can become tamei, but they don't have the ability midraisa to spread tumah. And that when the Torah says yitma, it means it itself will become tamei, but it can't pass tumah further. And this that we do see in halacha, that mashkin do transmit tumah further, is only gzeir midrabbanan.
And then there's a third opinion that mashkin anamakabel tuma certainly don't transmit tuma, but aren't even tamei ben himself. I, the pasuk, use the word yitma. This pasuk that uses the word yitma is coming to teach us the halacha that we are very familiar with, that a food cannot become tamei unless it was mukshel kabel tuma, unless it became wet first. And that's the halacha that this pasuk is teaching us. Ali Kasha says the Gemara, if there's any question how Rabbi Lezer could say that, how Rabbi Zeira could say that it is Rabbi Lezer who takes the opinion of Sofak Naziris Lehokel, Ali Kasha Hokasha. The Brisa Masechet Taharah says, Sofak Mashkin, when we have a question about the Tahara of Mashka, Litame, if the question is, did they become Tame or not? Tamei, because there, this Braisa obviously that Mashkin becoming Tamei is the Raisa, and therefore when we have a Suffolk, if the Mashkin became Tamei or not, Suffolk the Raisa L'chumra. But if there's a question of the Tamei Acherim to spread Tama, there this Braisa is of the opinion that Mashkin spreading Tama is only with Rabbanon, and therefore it's Tahar. Divrei Ameya, that's the opinion of Ameya. V'kenai Rabbi Elazar Amar Kedvarav, and Rabbi Elazar concurred with Ameya. Ask the Gemara, Umi Yisrael Leila Rabbi Elazar L'tamei Tamei, is it the opinion of Rabbi Elazar that Mashkin that spread Tamei, spread Tamei, if Mashkin became Tamei, we have a question, and we say it's Tamei, because Sofak the Raisa L'chumra, but Tanya Rabbi Elazar Amar, Ain Tumla Mashkin Kolikar. Rabbi Lezer's opinion is that Mashkin never become Mashkin, both regarding spreading Tuma and regarding they themselves being Tamei, are not Tamei. Teda, and says the Gemara, I'll prove to you that that is the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Shrehid Yois Ben Yezer is Tredel Ayel. Ayel Kamsa is a type of a grasshopper that looks similar to a deer. Dochon, that they're kosher, and one may eat that type of a grasshopper. Some say that dachin doesn't mean that it's kosher, but dachin means that they're tahor. And he also said amashkim beimet mechaya, that the beverage, the liquids that were found in the place where they shechted the animals in the Beis HaMikdash, dachin atahor, that not mekabel tumah. So if we held that mashkin are mekabel tumah, there's no way of saying that the mashkin that are found in the Beis HaMikdash are tahor. Chazal did not say that something which is tamei with the raisa, just because they're found in the Beis HaMikdash, they won't be tamei. But if we'll hold the mashkin with the raisa not mekabel tumah, and yes, the Rabbanon made a gzeira, the mashkin should be mekabel tumah, they could say that even though we're machmer in the Beis HaMikdash, we were very concerned not to spread tuma, that's why they're not tamei. So we see from here that mashkin are not mekabel tuma. So we have a stira. According to Rabbi Elazar, mashkin are drabonin. So why is he machmer when there's a suffix if they became tamei? So says the Gemara, Hanichal Shmuel. If we say that what Shmuel meant, that Shmuel's interpretation that says what Yosi ben Tzureda meant to say was dochen, it only means dochen l'tamei cherim, that everything we're speaking about is only regarding spreading tuma, and therefore l'tamei cherim, the din that mashkin spread tuma is only the rabbanon, and that's why in the Beis HaMikdash we were lenient, and then Chazal did not institute their ruling. But Tumas Atzmon, the Mashkin do become Tamei, Shaper. So we could understand the ruling that Rabbi Elazar said there. But if they become Tamei, if there's a question if they themselves became Tamei, were Machmer, because the halacha of Mashkin becoming Tamei is a Deraisa, and therefore we're going to apply Sof Deraisa L'chumra. When the question is, did they spread Tumah? since their ability to spread tumah is only the rabbanon, they were going to say safek rabbanon lekula el l'rav. But according to Rav, that says Yosi ben Yezer held dochen mamish that mashkin anat tumah. So Michael Amemer, how will we understand if the Mishnah paskins that if the Mishnah that says safek naziris lahakel follows the opinion of Elazar? So we see from there that even though it's a suffix deraisa, we're makel. So why are we machmer in the case of Thomas Mashkin, even if it's a deraisa? Rabbi Elazar is teaching us a new din, that even if it's a suffix deraisa, Naziris is a deraisa, we're makel. So why shouldn't we be makel by Mashkin, even if it's a deraisa? It must be Ella. So because of this question, the Gemara says that we can't say that the mandamer that holds Suffolk Naziris Lahakal is Rebbe Elazar. But we're going to have to find a different mandamer. Elaha, so we go back. Our Mishnah said, Stam the Darm Lahachmer. The Mishnah Mesechta in Taharis says, Stam Naziris Lahakal. We're going to have to say that the opinion that holds that Stam Naziris Lahakal, that we're making in these situations, represents the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. And our Mishnah represents the opinion of Rebbe Shimon. And the Gemara brings a brisa to corroborate that. The brisa teaches us, Hareini nazir miyesh b'kri hazeh meyikor. If somebody says, I accept upon myself a naziris, if this basket of produce has 100 kor, v'holach, and he went to investigate, indeed, how much is there in this basket, u'matzah shenignav ha-sha'ovad. And now that basket is not here. It was stolen or was lost. Rabbi Yehuda matter. Rabbi Yehuda says that now we have a suffix. Is he a nazir or not? And therefore he says, I'm lenient. Rav Shimon Oyser. So we see that when we have a question, a question, we're being makel, that Rabbi Yehuda is being makel, and Rav Shimon is being machmer, exactly our machloikis that we're discussing. Ask the Gemara, and now the Mishnah Masech, the nazir, that says, Stam nazir slakel, is going to bring represent the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But asked, and the Rishonim do point out that even according to Rabbi Shimon, Tosfos points this out, that says that we're going to make him into a Nazir, and this can be very connected to the next part of our Shir, it's not quite certain if he's going to be able to bring a carbon, because we're only treating him as a Nazir because of a Suffolk. And the question is, if somebody is a Nazir only because of a Suffolk, can he bring the kabbonis? But ask the Gemara, but now it was saying that Rabbi Yehuda takes this lenient opinion in a situation of a suffix. But ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda. Ask the Gemara, me, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Is it indeed the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the loy mile in a nafshi l'seika, that a person only intends to be, only in a case where it's certain that what I accepted upon myself is where I am? Do I consider that? Remini asked the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Mestam Truma. If somebody, we just learned in our Mishnah, somebody said that this object, this food that's in front of me, should be like Truma. So the Loch is, Rabbi Yehuda, it would be a good nether. Because we said, as we discussed in our previous year, that in Yehuda, since that was a region that was so close to the Beis HaMikdash, we assume that when somebody uses the word truma, he means truma salishka. And as we explained in our previous year, truma salishka is a dover hanodur. And since truma salishka is a dover hanodur, it would be a good neder. Or begolol, and begolol, which they weren't close to the Beis HaMikdash. So there, when somebody uses the word truma, we assume that he means trumas hagoyrin. And with teres, Trumas HaGoyrin, as we explained in our previous year, is a davar osur and would not be a good hatfasa. She'ein anshe golem akiras Trumas HaLishka. Because they aren't familiar with Trumas HaLishka because they're not near the Beis HaMikdash. So what do we see? Tama, the reason why in Golol we're going to say he certainly meant Trumas HaGoyrin, because as Rabbi Yehuda said, Ein Makirin, given they're so far from the Beis HaMikdash, they certainly didn't mean Trumas HaLishka. Hamakirin, but if they would be familiar with Trumas HaGoyrin, if they were familiar with Truman Salishka, and therefore we wouldn't know what was meant when they said Truma. Did they mean Truma Salishka, Truma Hagoyrin? Truma Salishka would be a nether. Truma Hagoyrin would not be a nether. Asurin would be Machmer. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda, even in a case where there's a suffix, the only reason Rabbi Yehuda says that in Gaul it's not a nether is because it's not even a question. It certainly means Truma Hagoyrin. But if it would be a question, I don't know what they meant, would we be Machmer? So how could you say that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that when we have a suffix, we're always going to be Makel? So Rishonim ask, why is the Gemara asking a question or proving a point from Yehuda from the statement that he said that Anshei Gaul Matarim, because they don't know Trumas, they're not familiar with Trumas Lishka at all, but if they would know, we would have to be Machmer. Why don't we bring a raya from what he said by Yehuda? Yehuda says that in Yehuda, they certainly meant Trumas HaLishka. In Trumas HaLishka, and not Trumas HaGoyrin. Rabbi Yehuda never said that in Yehuda, they don't know Trumas HaGoyrin. So you see already from that statement that where you have a location, where it's a suffix, if it's Trumas HaGoyrin or Trumas HaLishka, Yehuda, we have to be Machmer. So the Rant says, the reason the Gemara didn't bring a Raya from that statement, because we could have said that the reason in Yehuda, when somebody said Truma, we're Machmer, is because people in Yehuda actually did not know about Trumas HaGoyrin. Or even if they knew it, it was something that they didn't pay attention to. And that's why the Gemara didn't prefer to ask the question from the Sefer. Amar Rava, says the Gemara, Rava says that really Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that Safik Nedarim really is his Safik Nedarim is Lahachmer. How does he say by Nazir, as is clear from our Mishnah? Now we're saying that the Mishnah Masach the Taris that says Stam Nazirus Lahakal represents his opinion. But why would he say that? Says the Gemara, wherever you have a situation that there's a suffix, it will be even more stringent than when we knew for sure the status, there Rabbi Yehuda loy mail in shel sveika. That means normally Rabbi Yehuda holds that people are not concerned about a suffix. But in a situation where the suffix will be stricter than the vadai, there Rabbi Yehuda says people avoid a suffix. And why is a suffix naziris stricter than a vadai naziris? Dil gabi nazir vadai, somebody who accepted upon himself a naziris, and then the term of the naziris ends. Daloch is megalach and vevi carbon. He goes through, he shaves his hair, and he brings a carbon. V'nechal, and he can eat the carbon, and then he can drink wine. Al seif safekoi, but somebody's a safek loy matz megalach, because daloch is you have to bring the kabbonis in order to be able to take the haircut. And the halacha is, and one of those kabbonis is a karban chatos. And as we've been discussing many times in our shiurim, a karban oila, the three kabbonis that the nazir brings when he finishes his term, are oila, shlomim, and chatos. So the oila and shlomim, he could bring, and I'll make a tanai. If I'm a nazir, so I'm bringing this oila and shlomim because I was a nazir and I have to bring these kabbonis as I complete my term. If I wasn't a nazir, so this will be a nedava. But a kar mechatas cannot be brought as a nedava. Since a kar mechatas cannot be brought as a nedava, so now I can't bring it. If I can't bring it, I'll never be able to completely finish my term of naziris that requires the three kabbonis. So the Ran asks that even though indeed the halacha is the lechatchila, somebody who completes his term of Naziris should bring all three kabbonis and then be able to take his haircut. The halach is that as soon as you brought one carbon, halachically you could take your haircut. So and resume not living like a nazir. So what's the problem? As we just explained, you'll bring an oila. The suffix nazir will bring an oila. Bring a shlomim. So the Ran explains that that's part of what the Gemara means when it says, even though technically there is a way of completing your Naziris, but it's not the way that the Torah really wants you to complete your Naziris. And therefore, the halacha is, that Rabbi Yehuda says, in such a situation, a person doesn't get involved with a suffix. Another explanation that the Rishonim give is that part of the process of the Nazir finishing his Naziris, besides the Kabbanis that we just spoke about, is that he has to shave all his hair. And a Nazir, and that really, under normal circumstances, would not be permitted. It would be a violation of Lo Yisakifu. Just the Torah says a Nazir is allowed to take his haircut. But where is a Nazir allowed to take such a haircut? If he was truly a Nazir. But if he wasn't truly a Nazir, we wouldn't be allowed to take this haircut. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. A person doesn't get involved with Suffolk Naziris because there's no way for him to creep out. He can't take the haircut the way the Torah wants a Nazir to take the haircut, because that's, maybe he's not a Nazir, he's only Lo Yisakifu. On the other hand, he can't complete his Naziris without that haircut, and that's why Lo Mail Inish Nafshel Sveikam. Ask the Gemara on this Teretz, Amale Rav Huna Bar Yehuda L'Rava, Hareini Nazir Olam. The halach is that somebody who's a Nazir Olam, the halach is that he's a Nazir forever. Since he's a Nazir forever, so then there's no problem that we don't know how this person will finish his Naziris. He's not finishing his Naziris. He's a Nazir Olam. Amma, says the Gemara, Rava says to Rav Huna, even Nazir Olam that accepted upon himself to be a Nazir Olam, and therefore he's a Nazir forever, Nazir Olam nam yisfeka chamer vaday. The Suffolk is a harder situation than the Vaday. Why? Dilu Vaday, hichbet saroi, when a Nazir Olam's hair gets too heavy, make a batar, he could shave it off, or maybe shalosh behemus, and bring the three kabbanis, and then resume his Naziris. Sveikoi, but if he's a Suffolk, we don't allow him to do that, because, again, the two issues that we mentioned, if he's not obligated, if he's not a Nazir Olam, he can't bring the kabbanis when he cuts his hair. And if he's a Nazir Olam, he can't take the haircut with Takifu if he's a Nazir Olam. And therefore, we have the Suffolk is stricter than the Vaday. Says the Gemara, Imam, but there's another type of Nazir, and that's a Nazir Shimshin. And the halach is, by a Nazir Shimshin, he could never take his haircut, ever. So there, the Suffolk is not more Chomer than the Vaday. So why would Rabbi Yehuda say that he wouldn't accept a Nazirish Shimshin Misafik, Amalei? So it says the Gemara, Nazirish Shimshin Loitanya. So the simple pshat in learning that Braisa is that the Braisa is not talking about a Nazir Shimshin. And indeed, it could be that by Nazir Shimshin, the halach is that Rabbi Yehuda would say that Misafik, if that's the Suffolk, he would be a Nazir Shimshin. Another pshat that I saw is that a Nazir Shimshin is not someone who could become a Nazir on his own. The case of Nazir Shimshin, as we know, is the Malach told Shimshin's parents he'll be a Nazir. And that's why the Braisa is not talking about a Nazir Shimshin. Amalei, Serv Huna, asked Rava, Bavamar Vadabar Hava, Tanya Nazir Shimshin, that the Braisa does speak about Nazir Shimshin. So how are we saying that it's not speaking about Nazir Shimshin? So Rava said, Tanya, if it's speaking about Nazir Shimshin, then my Teretz obviously falls away, because there we can't explain that the Suffolk is more Chomer than the Vaday, and I don't have a good answer. Again, Rav Ashi says that even if we're saying that Braisa is speaking about Nazir Shimshin, says Mahi, the Braisa by Nazir Shimshin, and we're still saying Rabbi Yehuda by Suffolk Naziris Shimshin is Mekel. So it's not, obviously it seems, because Suffolk Chomer Vaday, Rabbi Yehuda Meshum Rav Tarfani. That Braisa is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that said something in the name of Rav Tarfin, that said, Naziris is different. The Tanya, as the Braisa says in Masechta Nazir, that Flamadal Ramabez, speaks about a situation where two people were walking in the street and there's somebody coming to facing them. One of them says, I'm a Nazir if that person, if the person coming towards us is Reuven, and the other person says, I'm a Nazir if the person coming towards us is Shimon. Yehuda and Shimon have Tafir Omer, and then one of them is right, and one of them is wrong. The halach is, Af Echad Mehem Nazir. Then neither of them is a Nazir, because there's a new halacha. The Torah, when it speaks about Naziris, says, Isha Kiyafli. The halacha from here is, Lefisha Nit Naziris Olafla. Somebody is not a Nazir only if he's clarity that he's a Nazir. And therefore, if somebody accepted upon himself a Naziris, if there's 100 kor in this basket, it's not a Naziris. Because when I accepted the Naziris of myself, it wasn't sure if I am or I'm not a Nazir. And that's a new din in Naziris, that if that is the case, if that is the case, when you accept upon yourself the Naziris, then a person is never going to be a Nazir. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, what was the case that we spoke about? That somebody said, I'm going to be a Nazir if there's 100 kor and this basket. And before I could make that determination, nignava avid, it was stolen or lost. But ask the Gemara, it didn't have to be stolen or lost. Is here we're saying a new din, that if when I took the Naziris upon myself, I did not know if I'm a Nazir or not, that I'm not a Nazir, so then what's the difference if the basket is there or not? Says the Gemara, indeed. The halacha will be that even if the basket was not stolen or not lost, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Tarfon, you would not be a Nazir. Because the lack of clarity that exists when you took upon yourself to be a Nazir prevents you from being a Nazir. So why did the Brice have to speak about such a case? The Brice could have said that somebody who accepts upon himself Naziris under such circumstances is not a Nazir. Says the Gemara, L'yachad Koichad Reb Shimon, to tell us how far Reb Shimon takes his position. The Afagav, not only if somebody said it, that he's taking upon himself from the Naziris, if there's 100 kor in the basket, and then the basket is there, and he measures what's in the basket, and then we'll know if he's a Nazir or not, that even if the basket is missing, Rav Shimon holds there's going to be a Nazir. Because Rav Shimon's opinion is, kol nayel nafshei b'soika. A person lets himself, the person is mach, a person accepting upon himself Naziris, recognizes that if we can't determine what is his status, we have to be machmer. Even though, the Ran asks, that throughout Shas, we have the opinion, we know, koich da tera adif. So why didn't the Brisa speak about a case where the basket is there, and I am able to measure the basket, and still Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Tarfon, will hold it's not a Nazir, because it wasn't clear when you accepted upon yourself the Naziris that is your Naziris. Shouldn't that be the focus? So the Ran answers, according to Rav Tarfon, that says that you're only a Nazir if you have a Kabbalah Barura, where it's clear, then it's obvious that if you said this type of a statement, you're not going to be a Nazir. But according to Rav Shimon, we would say that even though Rav Shimon doesn't require the same level of clarity as Rabbi Yehuda, or Yehuda in the name of Tarfon, maybe he does agree that in a case where you took upon yourself a Nazira, if you take upon yourself Naziris, and then the basket is missing. So first of all, there was a lack of clarity when you took upon yourself the Naziris. Number two, there's a suffix. Was there 100 kor in this basket or not? Maybe under those circumstances, even Rav Shimon would be Mako. Teaches us the Brisa that no. Even under this sfeksveikah, Rav Shimon is machmer and treats him as a Nazir. So we quoted earlier that our Mishnah said, Stam Truma be Yehuda, when somebody says the word Truma in Yehuda, since it's close to the base of Migdash, we say he meant Trumas Halishka. In Galil, we say he meant Trumas Gairin, Hamakirin, because the people in Galil, the Mishnah said, don't know about Trumas Halishka. So it seems, says the Gemara, Hamakirin, if the people in Galil were to be familiar with Trumas Halishka, then we have a suffix, and then we would be Machmer. Alma Sveika L'chumra. But ask Gemara, let's continue learning our Mishnah. Aim a sefer, let's continue learning the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah Stam, Chrom Abiyuda Matarim, Ubegoa Asur. Shein Anche Goa, Makirim Aschar Mikahanim. There weren't that many Kohanim as we learned when we learned the Mishnah in Goa. So when they said Chirim, they certainly meant Chirim Gevoya, Hamakirim. But so there's no suffix. They certainly meant Chirim Gevoya, which we said Chirim Gevoya is a neder. So it seems that if the people, the Mishnah is teaching us that if the people in Golul were familiar with Chirim Kahanim, it would be Matar, it would be a suffix. So what do we see with Sveik Lekula? So the two lines of our Mishnah, the two phrases of our Mishnah, ask the Gemara contradictory. What is the halacha by a suffix? From the first line, it seems that by a suffix were Machmer, and from the second line, it seems by a suffix were Mako. Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Sefer Belozer of Tzadiki. The last line that by Stam Charam Wamekel is not representing the opinion of Yehuda, it actually is the opinion of Elazar Reb Tzadik. Reb Yehuda indeed holds Safik Nadarim Lahachmer, and therefore Stam Charam and Yehuda Asur, even according if they knew in Yehuda about Cherme Kahaman, because it's a Safik, and since it's a Safik, we're Machmer. The safe of the Mishnah that says Stam Charamim Behuda Matarim is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik. And Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik's opinion is that whenever you have a suffix, the halacha is that we have to be Mekel. And therefore, he said, in Golo, where they don't know Cherme Kahanim, then the Charama means Cherme, then the Kabayis, Cherme Gevoya, and that's why it's a neder. But if indeed they were familiar with Cherme Kahanim, so now we would have a suffix, and therefore, we would be Mekel. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Oymer Stam, Trum Yehuda, Asura, because it's a Suffolk, even if it's just a Suffolk, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, Oymer Stam, Charam, Begolol, Asurim, because it's not a Suffolk. But if it would be a Suffolk, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik would hold that Ein Adam Machnas Atzmai LeSuffolk, a person doesn't put himself into a Suffolk, and the halacha would be that it would not be a valid neder. We've been learning in our shiurim, the last two shiurim, the concept of stam charamim, stam nedarim lahachmer. That's why, as we learned in yesterday's shiur, when somebody said basa maliach, and it could mean carbon, which is hatfasa bedavar another, or it could mean avodah zara, which would be hatfasa bedavar aser, the halacha is that we're machmer and consider another. If somebody declares Shemen, oil, should be forbidden to me. If he lives in a place where people, when they say the word shemen, they mean olive oil, then the halacha is that it'll be restricted only from olive oil, not from other oils. However, we're going to learn the Gemara, Mitzvah Shemen, on Daf Nun Gimel, that says that if some of the people also refer to sesame oil, when they say the word shemen, they don't mean only olive oil, they mean sesame oil as well, then he would not be allowed to use, the person who said shemen in his nether would not be allowed to use neither sesame oil nor olive oil. And the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha that says he would be usher both in olive oil and sesame oil, says, because that's the concept of stam nedarim lahachmer. Continues the Rambam, what happened if the person would then use sesame oil? We could not give a malchus. Because the Rambam says that even though we're learning that when you have a suffix, when you have an ambiguous nether, we have to be machmer, that's because, obviously, the rule of suffix deraisa l'chumra. And when we have a suffix deraisa, we have to be machmer. But we can't give a punishment. Or we can't, as we keep on repeating in our shiurim, allow him or make him bring a carbon if we don't know for sure that he did the aveira. Tosfos in our sugya disagrees with the Rambam, and he says that if we apply, when in a case that we apply the din of stam nedarim lahachmer, then the halacha is that not only is it considered that he violated a neder, but he would have to bring carbon. It's considered as if he violated a vaday neder. Says Rav Naftali Trop Zatzal, to explain this machloikis of the Rambam and Taisvis. The Rambam, he says that the Rosh says in our Mishnah, when somebody says that this piece of meat should be like Basar Meliach, we say that he intends to make a full-fledged neder. We just don't know what he meant. And therefore, Stam L'Adar M'Hachma says, this person obviously wants to make a neder. He maybe made a mistake in the way he declared the neder. So Stam L'Adar M'Hachma says that no, it's a good neder, and he meant carbon meat. In the case of the Rambam, when the person said oil, so he certainly made a neder on Shem and Zayis. There's no question that he's not going to be allowed to have olive oil. There's only a question if sesame oil is included. In that case, says the Rambam, that everybody would agree that the neder is going to be a neder as far as olive oil. It's only a question if it's also going to be a neder for sesame oil. For that case, everybody would agree that if he did, so he's not supposed to have sesame oil. We have to be machmer, but everybody will agree that if he had the sesame oil, since we don't know if that was really included in the nether or not, and we would have a nether anyway if it wasn't included, so then the halacha is that he shouldn't benefit from sesame oil, but if he does, he wouldn't get malchus.